Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on May 2nd. This is on a male named Idrissa, I-D-R-I-S-A, Kanu, K-A-N-U. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Kanu as described in my report of 7217. This pertains to injuries he sustained at work on 2604 and 12/30/14. Period. He is now a 65-year-old male who describes that he jumped from the second floor window to escape a knife attack by his client and sustained multiple injuries. Period. He did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation but did not indicate whether he had any surgery. He states at this point he continues to see Rothman Institute in Cherry Hill. Period. He admits to unspecified previous injuries to the involved areas. But he also reports a left shoulder injury after the subject event, resulting in surgery. Period. This evidently was not work-related. Period. New paragraph. For the record supplied, he filed an application for review of his award on 1/14/21 relative to the incident of 2604. Period. It is my understanding that on 3/5/19, an order approving settlement was reached and to be inserted here. Period. On 1/14/21, he filed his second reopener application, alleging his condition had materially worsened, his disability had increased, and he requires further medical treatment. Period. The 3/5/19 order approving settlement should be contained in the records according to the cover letter received. Period. Paragraph, additional records show the petitioner completed answers to reopener interrogatories in which he complained of increased pain in the right shoulder, common low back, common left hand, common and increased swelling in the left wrist. But he was much more limited in his employment activities with the respondent as well as his activities of daily living. Period. He conveyed that since the settlement of 3/5/19. He had seen Dr. Recant, Dr. Pepe, Dr. Pulser. Period. Dr. Recant was for the left hand and wrist, Dr. Pepe for the right shoulder, and Dr. Pulser for the low back. Period. The paragraph, the only additional medical note supplied is that authored by Dr. Recant on 11/9/20. Period. He documented a long-standing history of hand and wrist complaints treated with left wrist fusion by Dr. Bednar in 2005 and with a cortisone injection in 2015 to the distal radial ulnar joint with improvement. Period. Reports no recent injury or trauma. Period. X-rays of the wrist confirmed a stable and satisfactory position and alignment of the fusion mass as well as plate and screw construct. Period. They discussed treatment options including deep hardware removal as an alternative to living with his present symptoms. Period. He's going to discuss this with his family and decide. Period. Dr. Recant's list of diagnostic impressions were retained deep painful hardware of the left wrist, left wrist and hand extensor tendonitis, left dorsal radial sensory nerve neuritis, and left thumb CMC joint arthritis. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen. There were bilateral healed inguinal scars consistent with hernia surgeries. Period. On the left, there was some puffiness to the scar and surrounding soft tissue. Period. Groin is normal. The extremities upper inspection revealed bony prominence of both wrists. Period. The skin between his tendons, his interosseous tendons, were retracted on the left during manual muscle testing period. He appeared to have a left bicep droop period. There were healed surgical scars as follows. Appeared on the anterior right shoulder was an oblique 5.5-inch scar period. On the suprascapular area on the left was a 1.5-inch scar. Appeared in the left medial elbow was a 3.25-inch scar unrelated to the work events. Appeared on the radial forearm was a 1.5-inch scar about in its midpoint. Appeared on the dorsal aspect of the left wrist was a healed scar measuring 3.5 inches in length. Appeared there was also scarring on the dorsal hand near the index finger measuring 2 inches in length at that metacarpal period. Motion of the left shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, right wrist and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering or locking. Paired left wrist motion was nil due to his fusion in neutral position. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows. Normal macro. Shoulders, normal macro. Extremities lower. He remained in his thermal underwear, preventing proximal visualization and pinprick testing. Period. Motion of the hips was normal, was full bilaterally, but right external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar spine. There was mild tenderness to the right sacroiliac joint, but there was none on the left. Period. During supine straight leg raising maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 75 degrees. He complained of low back tenderness that is not clinically significant. Period. Moreover, he had positive reverse slip maneuvers on both, indicative of symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. Interesting. Kanu alleges to have been injured at work on both 2604 and 12/30/14. Period. His course of treatment has been described at length in my prior report, so I will not repeat it here. Period. However, since seen here in 2017, he received various orders approving settlement and then reopened his claim on at least 2 occasions. Period. He does not appear to have had any substantive interim treatment since that time. Period. He indicates he is awaiting left wrist hardware removal. Period. He has remained to scratch that. He has been able to return to full duty as a drug and alcohol counselor at his employer, Rutgers University. Period. New paragraph. I will offer the same amount of permanency as marked in my prior report. Period. And